Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. On the line with us is the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Joe Girardi. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, Anthony. How are you?
Well, Joe, I want to just start by saying this, all right? Most guys, I've been doing this a long time, most managers, coaches, when things are not going great, do not make themselves as accessible. And I very much appreciate that you're doing this today. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Joe, let's start with this, Joe. This is a whole different kind of a season. How different is it from your perspective?
You know, the interruptions and the breaks that we had to take were kind of strange, but it seems like we're getting to some normalcy where we're playing every day now. The first 2 weeks were really weird. We would come to the ballpark and we would pull into the parking lot when we had those unscheduled off days. You'd grab a saliva test from one trainer. You'd never get out of your car. You would do the test and then hand it to another trainer as you left. And we never got out of our car and came to the ballpark. And it was kind of an eerie feeling, and it was kind of nervous about it. I think it's getting to be a little bit more normal. I think your guys are much more used to the routine than they were in the beginning. So it's different, though, with no fans, Anthony. The game is great, and we love playing, but we really miss the fans.
And I got to tell you something, Joe. The other part of it that I think is really interesting is that you had to shut down for a week. You're 5-8 right now, which I know is a lot less than you want to be. Did that have a bearing on it, the fact that you started up and then, bang, you had to shut it right down?
You know, I don't know. Part of me thinks it had a bigger bearing on some of our hitters in our bullpen. It hasn't seemed to affect our starters nearly as much, but I think the inconsistent work for some guys has probably led to some of their struggles. Now, you know, as we move forward and we're playing every day, those excuses are gone because we're getting used to it. But the one thing I notice, you know, around the league, Anthony, is velocity is down on some pitchers, which I don't know if it's because of the shortened spring training or if it was the shutdowns that we had during the season where guys weren't able to do what they were supposed to be doing. And I think it's affected some people.
I wanted to really start positive here, Joe, and I'm just, the more I see a Bryce Harper, the more I love the way he plays the game. I love what he's doing. You played with and managed some great players. Could you give us your first impressions of working with Bryce Harper?
Well, not is he an extraordinary talent. He's a baseball player. He knows how to take advantage of situations. Instinctually, I think he plays extremely well. You know, like the other day, you know, they leave the bunt open, he bunts. Okay, we need base runners, I'm going to bunt. You know, he steals a base, we're down 5-3 because he understands, you know, that the pitcher's slow and that we can take advantage of that. So I've been really impressed what a student of the game he is and how instinctual he is. And he plays so hard. I mean, he just plays so hard. And that's really great to see.
Joe, the bunt last night, was it your idea or his idea?
No, that's his idea.
Wow.
He has the right to do it anytime, and it did lead to some runs for us. And, you know, hopefully, you know, when he does it, it can lead to some big innings. I think our biggest inning was 2 runs yesterday. But, I mean, the thing about scoring runs is you have to get people on base all the time. And when you have people on base all the time, eventually you're going to score runs.
Well, you got a guy who always gets on base, even when he's not hitting, Rhys Hoskins. But
correct.
He is struggling right now, Joe. What are you seeing, and how can you fix it?
Well, I think that, you know, before yesterday, it seemed like it was turning around, and yesterday he hit in the double plays. And it's just him letting the ball get to him, you know, letting the ball get to him and not going out and getting it. Because when you go out and get it, and that's a lot of times when you hook it and you get, you know, you hit it on the ground. You know, I've always told people, just watch BP. You know, when you see guys take BP and they're working the middle field the other way, the ball's usually not on the ground. It's usually in the air in their line drive. Sometimes when they start hooking balls, yeah, they'll hit some balls in the air, but you'll see more ground balls. And that's why you see infields play the way they are. So for him, I think it's just backing up the baseball, and that's timing.
Yeah, one thing I noticed about you, though, Joe, you're not quick to move a guy out of his spot in the lineup. Is that a confidence thing?
It is, and here's the thing, right? He's still getting on base, right? You know, whether he's hitting 180, 210, he's still on base 40% of the time. And if you were to say a guy was hitting 300 and was on base 40% of the time, we would love it. It's being on base that allows you opportunities to score runs. So that's why I've left him there, because eventually that's going to turn. You know, the average is going to go up just because he's seeing so many pitches. So, and we don't necessarily have, you know, 8 guys in the lineup that's burning it up. You know, we have some guys that are struggling. So it's worked. There's a lot of times I look up in the first inning, you know, he's on in front of Bryce, and that's why we put him there.
Yeah. One of those strugglers right now is Scott Kingery. And I know you gave him a night off last night, Joe, but he had the COVID and he had symptoms. Is that part of what's going on here?
Could be. You know, there could be some fatigue in there. You know, the COVID, we really don't know how it affects each individual. Some people are completely asymptomatic. He was symptomatic. When he came back, we were worried about his legs and his conditioning, just because he wasn't able to do much, and it could be. But he's another guy that probably needs to back the ball up a little bit. You know, he's one of those guys that's been hooking balls, and there's usually not a lot of good when you hook baseballs. So we got to get his timing down too.
All right, Joe, obviously the number one problem has been your bullpen. When you were with the Yankees, you had some amazing bullpens, a lot of depth there, a lot of reliable, experienced arms. How did you end up with a bullpen with so little experience, and you're using guys with no track record in high-leverage situations? How did that happen?
Well, I think there's a lot of injuries that you can look at. You can look at, you know, a Sir Anthony Dominguez. You can look at a David Robertson. You can look at a Victor Arano. These were guys that were used to doing things later in games, and we don't have those guys. Ranger Suarez, who threw very well last year out of the bullpen, we don't have him. Ranger's throwing a bullpen today, and then he will go to Lehigh Valley, and we'll start getting him against hitters. I think Robertson's throwing another bullpen on Saturday, and then he'll probably go to Lehigh Valley to start facing some hitters. So hopefully we're getting those guys back. But it's what happens when you have a myriad of injuries, because you can't always just go out and just add another, you know, $30, $40 million in payroll because of injuries. It just doesn't happen. So we've been forced to use some young kids that don't have a lot of experience, and it's kind of what's happened.
I'm really curious the dynamics of how an organization runs. You ended up signing Didi. He looks great, just like he did when he was with the Yankees, Joe. But that may have detracted from your ability to spend more on the bullpen. Is that a decision you have input into, or is that something the organization above you makes?
No, I mean, Matt and I talk about everything, but, you know, it's. I mean, Matt's job is putting the team together, and I have input, but he gets input from a lot of different places, as he should. You know, scouts and, you know, analytical people, special assistants, other coaches, And then my job is to manage that team. That's my job. So I'm never emphatic about, oh, you have to do this or you don't have to do that. That's not my job, and it's not in my job description. But, when he asked me about Didi, I told him everything I knew about Didi, right, and how I thought he was great for a team, and he plays a very good shortstop, and he has ways of getting big hits, and I think he makes everyone around him better. And we went and got him. I think there was a lot of hope that we would get certain guys back by now, but we just haven't. Sir Anthony Dominguez ends up having surgery. We were hoping, that maybe we'd be getting David Robertson back. We weren't expecting Ranger Suarez to go down. We were hoping that we'd have Victor Arano back, and it just hasn't happened. And this is what we're having to do. We're having to try to get some people's feet wet and put them in situations where they can be successful.
I'll tell you why I asked that, Joe, because you had a guy in there last night who gave you four big outs, Blake Parker, who I believe you had in New York before.
I did.
And I'm thinking, if I were you, I would have lobbied for him. You need a guy that you had success with before. Would you go to Matt and say, hey, Matt, let's try Parker. He did me some good in New York, that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, we didn't do it at the beginning of the season, but right. We knew that he could play an important role. And when we ended up sending him down, we didn't think his stuff was quite there yet. And we said, we'd really love to keep you here because we think that you're going to have an impact on the season. And he chose to stay. And I give him a lot of credit because a veteran a lot of times would say, I'm just going home or I'm going to go to another team because I'm not getting a chance. And he chose to stay, and we really believe that he would play a part, and that's what he did last night.
Last thing, Joe, I was trying to read your mind because, man, the game the other night with the pop-up and the inside-the-park home run, I was going, man, if I had been out 2 years and I came back and I'm trying to get to sleep after that game, I'm questioning whether it was a good idea to come back. Have you ever at any point in this process, this crazy year, of a second guess your decision to return to managing?
No.
Nope.
No. Angelo, the thing that I always remind myself of is how quickly the game moves for a player. Now, when we sit and watch it, a lot of times we think it's moving slow, but decisions have to be made, split-second decisions, right? And it's a tough game, right? There's a lot of ups and downs, and there's a lot of failure that you have to deal with. So I don't ever want to forget how hard it was to play the game. And sometimes as players, we'll say, if we had a chance to do that over, we would have done this. But you don't have a chance to do that in your split-second decision. So you try to learn from it. They're teaching moments. Was it a frustrating loss? Yeah. As frustrating as some of the losses I've ever had.
Wow.
Our guys bounce back, and we'll bounce back, and we'll learn from it.
Great. Joe, I can't thank you enough for doing this today. Good luck. I think you're going to have a big win today. I got a good feeling.
Thank you, Angelo. We need one. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Joe Girardi with some fascinating insights into what's going on. People are saying to themselves, why was he referring to me as Anthony early on in the conversation? That's my middle name.
Huh?
I go by both.
Huh?
Right? No, my full name is, I had this insurance interview yesterday. They said, what's your full name? Angelo Anthony Cataldi Jr. Like, if that had gone another 5 minutes, he probably would have called me Junior. No, it's fine. I'm not in any way. No, and when he was saying Anthony, I did correct him because that's my middle name.
So you just knew he knew more about you then.
In fact, once in a while at home when my wife is, wanting to see me in a different light.
I thought he just made like a lineup change in the fourth inning.
All right. Like Al Morganti? Yeah. I like calling him off the air. I call him Michael because that's his actual first name.
Oh, it is.
Now, for years, I called Billy King William.
And I kept telling him no.
A big mistake because Billy on his birth certificate
says Billy.
Billy. Yeah. Have people often said William?
Oh, yeah.
And they're always wrong. And
probably teachers, too.
Teachers would do
right?
What the hell are you going on about?
What I'm trying to explain.
Have you ever thought about me using the radio name of Don Key?
Don Key.
Yeah.
Donkey.
No, I know what it means. And then you could call me Don.
What's my middle name?
That was almost a Brett Brown explanation.
All right, it was not a Brett Brown explanation, and I resent you comparing me to Brett Brown.
I'm just saying, you've been killing Brett. It just sort of,
explaining how people can go by different names at different times, and it's fine.
Okay, Brett.
It's just the Italian. It's D'Angelo or it's Tony.
Yeah, it's, you know, exactly. Right?
Or,
it's
just, or it's honestly, Tony D'Angelo.
Every once in a while, my wife will say, "Hey, Tony, get over here."
What?
And I know.
And then you turn around and look.
Why are there three guys in the room?
I turn around. It's the guy fixing the cable. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 960.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.